Hello, how y'all doing? I tried to go live on my YouTube channel, but it didn't work out. So, you know, that's the real sucky part about it is I don't have enough subscribers because I'm starting a whole new channel, whatever, and it's BHS Vlogs, because the other one, I don't know how to switch that channel to a whole nother account, because I don't know how to switch that to a whole nother account, because with that account is connected to a account that I cannot do AdSense. So what I've been doing is trying to switch my videos to a whole new account so I could get AdSense on that account, because I got the AdSense already set up. And now I just got to get the 4,000 hours. Right now I'm at 106. So I got a lot more to go. And I'm trying to take them videos, put it on BHS Vlogs, so I could start getting my AdSense. So I got to get, you know, 3,900 more to go. And I gotta get 1,000 subscribers. So right now I got zero. So I got to try to work hard at it, and definitely trying to get back at it, because I worked hard for it and I got to it, and I was like, oh, you can't get it. I was so mad because about a situation that happened a long time ago, whatever. And now I just gotta do the same thing. And like I tell anybody, not all my videos are the best of videos, and they don't interest people. And a lot of people say they don't like vibe, and I don't have content or whatever, or I don't do interesting stuff. And I just, like you say, who wanna watch a person just ramble all day? So it's gonna take me a while, unless I'm willing to come out of my pocket, so to speak. You know, if I'm willing to come out of my pocket, basically, you know what I'm saying, do AdSense. And a lot of people say when you're doing AdSense, like, you know what I'm saying, when you're doing AdSense, you're not organically getting the people. You're getting the people because they might be accidentally stepping on the ad, so they're gonna make them on get it, and you're not getting because they're not searching for you. But at the end of the day, I already know what content I bring, so I can't really expect that much, you know what I'm saying? And then the when they watch your videos, because of the ads, it don't count towards your 4,000 hours. So basically, you got to get them with one of your videos or one of the ads, and hopefully they'll go and watch your other videos. You know, so basically that's what you got to do to, you know, you get them in with one video and hopefully they'll watch all your videos. So you want to at least have a whole lot of videos. So, and make sure that the videos are long. So basically if you could get 4,000 people to watch an hour video, you're good to go. You know, you're good to go. So you're like, hell yeah, hallelujah. And that be really the main goal of what you're trying to do. So that's what I need to do, because as I recall, I got to redo this over again. So that's why I ain't been doing live. I'm about to try to see if I could get. I'm going to try to make a video and tell all my subscribers, please go to this one. Hopefully they'll do it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm hoping. But that don't always happen, so to speak. So I'm trying to get a good game plan on. And I'm sorry I ain't been making videos. Or probably you already seen the same videos. And I'm trying to make dealing with current events. So at least with current events, and I talk about it all, read, because a lot of people don't want to just read. So I know if I just read, I know I'm not the best reader, but if I could just, you know, get people to enjoy what I do, and hopefully I'm even going to try to put more tags in and stuff like that, so I could get, hey, maybe I could get get people who live in my city to actually watch me. That would be, you know, that would be a lovable, but that always do not happen. So, that always do not happen. And so I just love to talk. And by talking, you know, me talking is a way, it's therapy to me, because sometimes you just have stuff on your mind and you just want to just talk about different stuff, random generalization, different stuff. And some people don't like it, some people do, but at the end of the day, you got to do, you know, what's best for you and what you think, who gonna like it, because they got an audience for everything. What I learned and know, there's an audience for everything. It's the point about it, you got to figure out what's the audience for you. And once you figure it out, you just work that area, work it good. Just, you know, work it. And that's what I learned. You just got to work it until you find somebody that's gonna believe in you. And that's where I'm at now. So once I find somebody find an audience, fans who believe in me, the sky's the limit, and I could go from there. Because if I get enough popularity, enough thing, I can start getting other avenues of what I really want to do. I would love to be an inventor. Straight up, I would love to be just an inventor. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a lot of ideas, but it costs money. And really, nobody really wants to hear ideas from somebody that don't have no endorsements, no backing, from a nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to offend nobody, from a nobody. I am nobody. So it's not like I'm Mr. Beast out there. Like, if he come out with an idea and thing, that people are willing to back him up because of what he does. And then he makes a whole lot of money, so he can really back his own self up. You know, so he can back up his whole self up. So the sky's the limit. So I want to become like that too. Have a sky's the limit, make stuff happen, and he just bring joy and fun to people's lives. So that's my main goal, you know, help people in the process. At the end of the day, you know, that's what you got to do. You know, never, you know, always try to help somebody, because at the end of the day, you never know who could bless you, and just do it out of the goodness of your heart. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically what's been going on with me, because basically I can't with the VHS 2. I can't get nothing because I don't know how to transfer the video. So I'm downloading the videos and putting it back up. That's taking time between me DoorDashing, regular working, waiter, working, you know, at Pizza Hut, just, you know, trying to pay the bills, and I'm trying to do this right here. You know, it's not guaranteed, whatever, but at the end of the day, you know, you want, like I say, it's like, it takes money to make money. And at the end of the day, you got to put your heart and soul into it. And sometimes you might be tired or anything, and you just got to do what you can. So that's what I'm going to really try to do. I'm going to just try to get it, you know. Try to hopefully just make as much videos as I can. This, you know, and hopefully you like it. Hopefully you share it with different people. And I could go from there. And then I'm using TubeBuddy, so that's definitely helping, you know, that's definitely helping and stuff like that. That's getting me to people who are actually searching and stuff like that. Hopefully it's putting my videos in front of people. But a lot of things I do talk about is not popular, so it's gonna take me a while. So what I might have to do is talk about current events, talk about a lot of current events, and then after I talk about a good amount of current events, then get people to get people interested in it. So basically talk about current events, and then after that, get people to start liking my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm gonna try to bring them in with the current events, and hopefully they'll like the regular blogs I do, just regular me random talking and all that. So that's the thing about it. Like at the end of the day, like I was looking at different popular people who actually talk to how to get views and how to gain. See, at the end of the day, you want to do something that you love, because if you're doing something you love, it's not really a job. But you know, sometimes you got to talk about current events, talk about gossip, talk about stuff, because that's what people like. And then like, oh, well, I like that. Let me go check out these other videos. And hopefully you get them, you know, get them people that, you know, get them people, get the people by getting looking at it. So get them with the current, keep on doing it and doing it and doing it. And maybe you could stop doing current events. But most of the time, if you get them by current events, you got to keep on doing it with current events. So you got to keep on talking about current events. And that's what I might have to do. To keep on getting them to talk about, you know, current events. Because at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you. And that's what I'm leading to, what I'm going to have to do. And to talk current events and just make a whole lot of videos of current events. Then talk about what I regularly like to talk about, just random stuff in general. You know, I might talk about video games. I might talk about different stuff. But I do notice that it says when you come, you want to have a channel strictly on this. Like if you talk about video games, people who play video games ain't gonna really want to see vlogs, whatever. So if they just don't want to see vlogs, whatever, you know, you're going to lose things. So I got stuff separate where I'm going to just work truly on my vlogs, right? And then I'm going to start working on my other stuff, because that's what I do, like to talk. I love video games, but I can't truly bring video games in the situation. You know, if I'm going to bring you might bring a lot of people, but that's not really what people really want to talk about. And that's what you come to the decision and start realizing. So, hold on. Let me pause. Yeah. So, that'd be my real goal. And that's what I really want to do. That's the first thing I really want to do. Try to get some popularity and then get some, you know, get something going on, you know, get something really going on. Then I could lead to other stuff I want to do. Man, I got so many ideas I wrote on a piece of paper. I probably lost and I got to rethink them again. That could better stuff. And then another thing I want to talk about is just ideas about this. Shipping ideas to different companies. I like to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'll just talk about it. I hope somebody, you know, at the end of the day, you got to have patents and stuff like that. But if you ain't got the money, you know, if you ain't got the money, you got to go the route of getting a patent agency or do that thing where they hold it for a whole year. And nobody can take thing that, so you can work out some deal, and they got some place to wait that whole year and then come and take your thing right there in front of you. So the way the pandemic is, like, people are already struggling. So if you got a fire idea, that company will take it from you if you ain't got no thing. Or if they a good company and care about it, because at the end of the day, if they try to take weapon, you got multiple ideas going with that. So that's the chances that I got playing. You go to their competitors. So, you know, that's how I think of it. So you got to just, you know, I'm gonna just keep writing, putting ideas down, try to come up. So basically, while I'm talking, I just love to just come out with ideas. Everything just come to your head, you know, because by me driving and delivering and stuff like that. And sometimes, you know, you be in the car, listen to music, or sometimes you don't have the music on, and ideas just flooded to me. And I just write it. You know, it might be some ideas. Probably people, somebody ever came up with it already. But the point about it is I'm thinking. And at the end of the day, you want to get your mind functioning. You know, get it functioning to the point that, you know, you want to just get it functioning to the point you just want to come up with some creativity. Because at the end of the day, you never know. You know, you might be the next millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire. You know, so you just got to believe in yourself. That's what I tell people. Believe in yourself. Because nobody else going to believe in you. You know, all, you know, but at the end of the day, all, if you know, if you can't, if you don't believe in yourself, how can you get people to believe in you, you know? They want, oh Lord, they want me to refinance. You know, because I got enough equity up in there, so they want you to refinance. Nah, I ain't doing that. I'm happy with what I got. And then definitely, I want to make some, do something I love, because basically, I want freedom. You know, if I could make money, I'm going to put it like this. If I can make money, you know, to pay my bills, I'm good working from the house. But I just buy, you know, because you want that type of freedom. You know, because who wants to be all day, you know, who really wants to be all day working for a job, you know? And you ain't got no freedom, like you say, you're basically, I ain't gonna say slave, but, you know, you gotta bust your tail for the job. And by doing that, you know, you're kind of not getting all your creativity out. Because if you're too stressed about the job, and the job ain't paying you the way you need to be paid, and you know, working a 9-to-5, some people don't like working a 9-to-5. They want to, you know, just want to work for themselves. Because I remember I was watching, not YouTube, TikTok, how they say they didn't want to work a 9-to-5. They went and got their own business. Now they work 24/7. But at the end of the day, they're doing something what they love to do. So it wasn't the pain of a job. It was they had their own business. They loved what they wanted to do, and it was, you know, when you do something you love, it's not a job. It's easy because you love doing it. So it didn't become a job to them. It just came like a passion. Became like a true passion to them. So when something a passion, it's just so easy to do. All right. So it's just so easy to do. I'm checking through the mail here. That's what a lot of people don't sit there and realize. And I came to the realization, that's what I need to realize, that when you're working for somebody, they keep on, I'm gonna have to check this house insurance out, because they keep on things. So I know one day I'm gonna do some comparison of some insurance, I'm gonna do some, definitely do some comparisons and let y'all know what's the better. I'm gonna put up three of my scores. And I'm gonna tell you what's on my credit score. And you gonna figure out what's the best option for you. Cause when you figure out what the best, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about saving money too, cause I got a whole nother one just talking about saving money. What the hell?